Hello guys, since I've had a few requests to do a video like this one from people who are looking for ways to help us or just help out in general, I know there's a lot of frustration and I know people feel a bit blackpilled by some of the things that we talk about, but there are ways you can help, simple ways, and there are things we are doing in terms of content that you might want to help us with that you may not have been aware of. So we'll kind of go over two phases here, kind of how you can help in the wider sphere, as it were, and also generally how you can help us out with our channel and what we do, since we do have quite limited resources. The first thing really is to look after yourselves. Your first responsibility is to yourselves. I know a lot of people feel like it should be doing more, but focus on making you as stable as possible and focus on being able to help more if you can't at the moment. And that really is, if you feel like you should be taking action, that is the first thing you can do, is to make yourself someone who's more capable, as it were. I don't do a lot of the self-help stuff. I don't buy into a lot of the self-help people, but that is a background thing that we always try to stress to people, is that you need to first keep responsibilities to yourself. But in terms of general things, I might put a link down below. I'm not quite sure if they're taking people on right now because I've had quite an influx. But if you want to do community stuff, one of the best ways to do it is the Basket Weavers. I'll leave a link to the Basket Weavers Discord in the description here. They are a group of people who gather and generally do kind of apolitical activities. It's more of a community and networking and also wider friend group thing. So that's always a good place to start if you're looking for somewhere to kind of figure out what you're doing and also just talk to people in real life. Because talking to people in real life is the biggest way. That internet activism, internet action only really takes you so far. And getting together and talking to each other in real life, as we'll go over in a bit when you talk about real life events, is really the most powerful thing you can do. But in terms of helping us, I know a few people have asked, interacting with the content and the channel, sharing stuff, liking stuff. I know it's a really, really basic thing, but if you don't have anything you can help out with in terms of supporting us financially, which is one of the things we're looking to push towards, is make our work a bit more independent and be able to dedicate more time to it, because we do this in our spare time. I do have a full-time job and I try and balance that with it, but really just share the channel, make sure you are actually subscribed, things like that. You have to play the metrics game a little bit with the way that YouTube works. So really that's kind of, it's a low bar, but it really does help. And we are thankful for everyone who leaves the comments and does boost our stuff, because it does actually help. And in terms of YouTube, we have channel memberships. You can join the channel. There's a little button up there. There's a little button on the videos themselves. There's my voice playing again, but yes, we do have full YouTube monetization, although they do take a cut. Another thing we've really been pushing is the Substack, and we're doing a lot more content there now. We are uploading all of our weekly streams as podcasts for paid subscribers. I'm not quite sure of making these free at first and then putting them behind a paywall, but I'm still trying to prototype what we're actually doing. So far, this is the best thing we've come up with in terms of rewarding paid subscribers. And the other big thing that we link in each of our podcasts is our new kind of research notes vertical. As you can see there, we have, I think it's about 70 sets of long form stream notes in here now. And if you are looking to kind of dive deeper into our content, or even just double check some of the things and maybe link some of the things that we might have missed, this is a great place to start, because we really do treat these as research projects. We go through a lot of different links. We go through a lot of different notes. We prototype quite a few of our points to make sure they hang together. So a lot of work does go into each stream. And a lot of people have been asking about kind of just utilizing our notes. And since they no longer fit on any YouTube-based platform, we put them on the Substack. We also just have weekly content. Evelyn's been doing her mantras for surviving modernity. We've been giving out a few updates, obviously, about what's been going on. And there will be some bigger, slightly longer form pieces from me coming up. There'll be one going out on Friday, kind of a written summation of trying to navigate this whole think tank world we've been doing. And there is also our back catalogue here, kind of our archive. There are a few paid subscriber pieces too, but the main benefit for being a paid Substack subscriber is our research notes and also being able to listen to the show as a podcast in a different way. We do have the most YouTube tax-free way to support us is the Ko-fi link. You can do that either one time or monthly. We've talked about this before, but the big thing I've changed here actually is that I'm prototyping doing commissions. Just silly stuff like memes. People can request a reading, or they can request one of our Substack pieces, kind of jump to the front of the queue in terms of recording those. Because as I'll go over in a little bit as well, we do kind of have quite a large content pipeline, and I'll sum that up near the end so you can kind of see everything we're doing. There's also trialing custom video stuff, but I don't know how well this will work. A lot of people have tried that in the past, and really I won't, you can try and commission it, but I won't be taking anyone's money until I'm sure I can deliver it in a timely fashion. Because many moons ago, I used to be on someone else's channel who'd take money to be on one of their shows. And a lot of that didn't end up happening. It was a bit of a point of consternation. So do be aware you may or may not get that in terms of what you request. But I'll make sure those who are granted kind of commission stuff, it will be delivered to them. And I won't be just taking stuff on and not being able to deliver it. Again, community-wise, I am not on Twitter anymore. Evelyn still is, but she doesn't really use, I guess it's X now, isn't it? She does tries not to use it too much. It's a good alternate communication platform. I think it's always in the description, Evelyn's Twitter. But we do have a Telegram page, which is our primary community space that's more independent. You'll get a lot of updates from us there. And if you want a good aggregated way to see all of our content without too much noise, that is probably the best way. You may have noticed we've been doing more of these videos, the turning Substack articles into videos. This will resume. We're trying to do that on Tuesdays, although the days may shuffle round with what's been happening. Because right now we have, when we can, the live streams every Monday and Wednesday. We have, like I said, a video going up on a Tuesday with Substack content or channel updates, or there will be a range of videos, but mostly Substack readings on a Tuesday. On a Thursday, we tend to put out one of our Substack pieces that isn't like an update. So Thursday is kind of Substack upload day, but in between that, for paid subscribers, you'll also have the podcast going out with the attached research notes. So if you are a subscriber to the Substack, basically we put out, including the research notes, we put out sometimes 6 pieces of content a week. If you're counting us reusing bits of our stream resources. And I also have a Substack piece going up on Friday, and there might be stuff going up on Fridays from now on the Substack as well. I'll give you a quick look here of the stuff we've got in the scheduled, but we've got some more of the Manchester Modernity, and I've also got a piece coming out, like I said, called Think Tank Emergent, which I think those of you who've been enjoying our Think Tank content might enjoy. But this will be kind of the pipeline going forward. I think the maximum you'll see from us is a stream Monday, Wednesday with a uploaded video in between, and maybe Substack content Thursday, Friday. Although, like I said, that may end up getting shuffled around. And also the associated podcast uploads with all of the detailed research notes. It's a lot to consume. It's a lot to make. Putting stuff we've already made on the Substack is a bit easier in terms of notes and uploading audio, because it's not that hard. It's just a bit more convenient for people. And it is more rewarding. There may also be, I'm not quite sure, some of the upcoming videos on a Tuesday as member-only content. We might trial that, or we might trial making certain bits of content member-only. We've been very reticent to put our normal content behind a paywall because that's unhelpful. We want people to be able to see it. A lot of our streams are meant to draw attention to something that we feel has been missed. So we don't really want to hide our content behind a paywall. Even though doing that does drive up revenue, you you have to balance your shilling with your actually making decent content. So I think we're trying to do that at the moment. But like I said, if you do want to see more of this and you do want us to keep up this workload because it is quite hard work, do make sure you are supporting us if you feel able. And that's just, like I said, not just financial support, but also sharing the channel and things like that, or just talking to people about it. Like, I know people who, it might sound crazy, who've gone out and talked to people either in their friend group or even at work about the stuff we make. And people in the real world, you have to be careful. They are relatively receptive. I know there's a lot of fear out there. There's a fear about revealing your power level and things like that. But I would say that a lot of what we do and a lot of what we talk about isn't meant to be blackpilling. It's meant to be liberating. It's meant to give people a sense of what's going on so they can better tackle it. And there will be more of that stuff going forward. I mentioned live events there. There is also, if you, I don't know, it is a little bit expensive, but there are things like the Witan going on at the moment. If you would like to go to the Witan, it is on the Shieldings website here, on the events page. Again, this will be all linked in the description, but their event is called Against Entropy. It's a bit cut off there, I believe, because of the way this is displayed on the website, but it is a whole weekend. It is food and things included like that, and it is unfortunately about £430 a ticket, but having planned these things myself, doing a whole week with, three Fridays, Saturday, sleeping, a whole weekend, then a whole weekend of food, and also the conference, it all adds up, and they basically do sell this effectively at cost. I know they don't particularly make a lot of money from it. This is something that, certainly for the time they put into it, so I would recommend something like the Witan. We will have updates on our own Nomos events. I know we couldn't go ahead with our proper Nomos Manchester, but thank you for the people who joined us for the kind of the impromptu informal gathering. It was more like a big basket weave, but I'll put the Nomos website in there because there will be updates about our own event because we'll be doing an event in Scotland in October. We're just trying to get everything planned because we like to make sure we have all the deposits in place and everything booked before we sell a single ticket. So there will be updates about the real life stuff in the near future. But in terms of, again, how you can help in a more general sense, just be present, be a community member. Like I said, even online is good, offline is better, but things are so bad, and I always say this, and things are so dark in place at the moment that it really is a matter of throw a dart. As long as you're not being actively hostile, that in itself can be helpful. I think a lot of people get a very grandiose idea of what helping out looks like, but it is an accumulation of a large amount of small things. Although, if you do have any questions, you have any ideas, do message me. The Discord is the best way to do it, I would say. Although, like I said, if you are on Telegram and you're in a Telegram, I tend to see most of the messages in there too. So we are quite able to be communicated with. If you need to get hold of Evelyn, again, the Telegram and her Twitter is probably the best way. But I just want to kind of give people an update. I'm hoping to put together a few more playlists on the YouTube channel as well. I'll quickly go back there because I've been putting a few up. Things like the anti-politics one has its own more of a themed thing, but the playlist system in YouTube is even worse than it used to be, and they are not particularly visible. So I don't know how much use these will get. I know a few people have been asking where to start, who are slightly newer to our content, and what the more important streams we've done are. But and I will try to categorize things. They've got security state there. We've got kind of UK policing stuff here. There's a bit of overlap there, but I'm trying to make it a bit more navigable. But honestly, having seen the back end, very few people use playlists as it is, so I'm not quite sure how high an impact that will have. I might just write something for the Substack for those paying members who are looking to dive a bit deeper and give them a kind of a bit of a guide to how we have constructed our little online world, because there's quite a lot of content that all build on each other, and I know it can be a little bit confusing for outsiders. But anyway, I shan't make this too long in the tooth. Thank you for everyone who's supported us so far. Thank you for the increase of support we've seen as we've launched these new methods of trying to get our content out there. We do, I should probably mention as well, have an Odyssey archive. I will put that again in the description, but there is a full Odyssey backup channel that uploads directly from our YouTube, and I do see that like a few people do use that as their kind of primary way for watching us who don't want to use big tech platforms. So right now, if you want to, I guess, listen to the show, because we're in video on Substack, but we have the Substack, we have the YouTube, and we have the Odyssey where our episodes now go. So we are quite well spread in terms of backups. I have had people ask about Rumble, but I don't think we'll be doing Rumble. I'm not the biggest fan of the way that's gone. It's kind of become neocon Republican conning stuff and just a whole bunch of very odd Q things. So I don't know. We'll see. I might use them as a backup at some point, or maybe dual stream to them if I can figure out a way to do that. But so far, Rumble is not really a priority because we have so many other things to look at. But I think that covers basically everything. You guys have a good day, and I'll see you next time.